Good morning. It's 7:21.
President Obama has promised to use his second term to boost the economy. So what can we expect? Joining us live is Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Business Week. Peter, good morning. We look at what the president has done in his first term. Is that an indicator of what we might expect in the second, or are there other things on the line here?
Well, I don't think so, because the conditions are quite different now. In the first term, he was combating the worst recession since the Great Depression of the 1930s. So we had to take truly extreme measures. Our hope, I think everyone's hope, is that things will be better in these next 4 years. So in this issue of Bloomberg Business Week, I wrote an article looking at the next 4 years, quoted blue-chip economic indicators, which surveys dozens of economists for their outlook. They're expecting, after a kind of a slow 2013, for 2014, 15, and 16 to be above average growth, like in the range of 3%, as we sort of catch up from the incredibly depressed state that we continue to be in today.
You think the scenario would have been any different had the election turned out differently?
Well, that's the funny thing. You know, for all the heated rhetoric on the campaign trail, the positions of Mitt Romney and Barack Obama on the economy are not extremely different. Now, they both want to cut the deficit. It's just that Romney wants to do it entirely through spending cuts, and Obama wants to do it only mostly through spending cuts. There are certainly, you could find differences, but I think the differences would be less extreme in the coming 4 years than they might have been over the past four, when a Democrat was probably more willing to take some of the extreme measures that were required.
Now, is there any way, Peter, that we break out of this slow growth mode? I mean, is there a virtuous cycle we could get into?
Yes. I mean, so that's, I gave you sort of the middle range projection. Things could be much worse, say if there's war in the Middle East that cuts off oil supplies, you know, outbreak of worse trouble in Europe, et cetera, et cetera. But there could be an upside scenario, too, where we get into sort of a higher equilibrium of growth, where good leads to more good, businesses get more confident, they invest more, productivity increases, workers get more money, and so on and so on. So, yeah, there is always that upside. It's just not right now the mainstream view.
What about the impact of the impending fiscal cliff?
Yeah, so that's one reason people have a sort of a low number in 2013 is that already business is being chilled by the fiscal cliff even before we reach January 1st. Now, the expectation is that Congress and the White House will manage to avoid, you know, the worst consequences, but there will be cutting, and there should be cutting of spending and probably a bit of tax revenue increase as well, which will be a bit of a dampener on 2013, even though it's the right thing for the economy in the long run.
Oh, what we give for a little irrational exuberance, huh? Peter Coy, economics editor for Bloomberg Business Week. Thanks, Peter. Good having you with us.